Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Frigid temperatures continue in Missouri today with wind chill warnings and advisories in effect. The Show Me State could get 1 to 3 inches of snow through tonight. Nearly 150 flights to and from St. Louis-Lambert International Airport have been canceled today because of the weather. A heat wave is headed to Missouri on Saturday with temperatures expected in the 60s. A St. Louis police officer killed last week by another officer has been laid to rest today. 24-year-old Caitlin Alex was reportedly taking turns with Nathaniel Hendren, pulling the trigger of a gun with a single bullet and pointing the weapon at each other. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner describes the police department's investigation of the shooting as obstructionist and completely inappropriate. Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards says Gardner's criticism is ludicrous. The Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice says judges do not serve one party or interest, but serve one nation and one Missouri. During a State of the Judiciary address this morning in Jefferson City, Chief Justice Zell Fisher told lawmakers the judicial branch is designed to be different from the policy-making branches of government.
Our judicial code of conduct requires us to refrain not only from actual bias, but to minimize even the appearance of partiality.
Fisher, who's from Northwest Missouri's Tarkio, says the state's nonpartisan court plan is the best method of selecting judges for urban and appellate courts and the Missouri Supreme Court. The Missouri legislature is considering a proposal that would eliminate most vehicle inspection requirements. The Columbia Missourian reports that State Rep. Jay Eggleston wants to do away with every other year inspections of non-commercial vehicles that are older than 5 years. Free tax preparation help is being offered for eligible Missourians. Bill Weiss reports.
The University of Missouri has opened volunteer income tax assistance sites to help eligible Missourians with their tax return preparation. The IRS-sponsored program that includes Missouri students and staff provides the free assistance for low to moderate income level families. Last year, the Missouri sites served more than 10,000 families. Most of the locations also offer free electronic tax filing.
Go to irs.treasury.gov to find a location near you. One of Mississippi County's deputies in Southeast Missouri will soon become the sheriff. Britton Farrell has been elected to the position previously held by Corey Hutchison, who resigned last year after facing numerous criminal charges. The Jefferson County Council in Southeast Missouri will hire a firm to study whether a new courthouse and jail makes financial sense. The study will research options to handle the county's jail overcrowding issues. This is Missouri Net.